is the Gemara Masicht Shabbos, Daf Lamed Aleph. I believe is very, very pertinent and relevant today. The Gemara says, "B'shal shemachnisim adam ledin," when a person is brought in la'acher me'ev esrim, and he's judged on his behavior in this world. Omin Maloi, they ask him a bunch of questions. A list of 6 questions. The Gemara says. Amongst them, Nasasav and Nasata ben Muno, did you do with business? Did you deal with business in an honest fashion? Asakta bepiri v'rivya, were you involved in producing a large family? Tzipisa lu Yeshua, did you anticipate the redemption? Etc., etc. The Gemara says there, after all these things, v'afilu hachi I yiris Hashem ha'itzari in iloi loi. Notwithstanding, despite the fact that a person might have achieved all these very special qualities, he passed 100%, 6 out of the 6 questions, he got full marks. If he has Yiras Shamayim, if his storehouse is full of Yiras Shamayim, then he's okay. Eloi, if not, not. It's a bit strange, the guy is, what do you mean, Yiras Shamayim? He does everything in the book. The Gemara brings there a mashal, which is brought a lot in Chassidus, in Sichas. Mashal of a person that sends his shliach to go up to the attic and to bring to the attic a kaf shal chitin, a kur shal chitin, a large amount of wheat to store there. So the shliach, the servant, goes and puts the wheat as expected, as requested. So then he asks him, yeah, but did you bring along with a kur shal chitin, kaf chumten, did you bring a very small amount of chumten? Chumten is some salty material which holds the wheat together very, very well. So he says, no, all he was asked is to store there a kur of chitin, not to throw in a bit of kav of chumten. So he tells him, if that's the case, you wasted your time and bring all that, storing all of that wheat in the attic, because it's all going to rot. Rashi is masber, chumten is eretz melechem, shameres, it's salty earth that actually helps the fruit last. So what the Gemara is saying, what's this mashal? That a person could be a sakta b'pirivirivya and pilpalta b'chachma evanta v'dovim tichdover kavati t'lmatoida. Man's a perfect guy. But if he doesn't have the salt that comes along with Yiras Hashem, then it can get rotten. In other words, there's a possibility that even Tzipisa li'Yeshua could be a rotten Tzipisa li'Yeshua. Even kavatit l'natoira, sakti b'piriviriv, all those things are missing the salt. Al Tereben Kudatoiv Leisash B'smelech expands at length with the Hagoyz with the Tzamech Tzedek there, what's the definition of melech, what melech exactly represents. But there's some type of salt, it's a very small amount that you need of this Yiras Shamayim that really keeps you going and makes it all be alive and ticking. Reminder of a Chassidus Rapidish and the words Nasasav Nasata Be'emuna. Simple meaning of Nasasav Nasata Be'emuna is that you dealt with business, give and take, Be'emuna, faithfully, honestly. But as a Chassidus Ataych, Nasasav Nasata Be'emuna, did you give and take with Emuna? Was Emuna your business? Today, Bashgacha Pratis, Chassidim have suffered the loss of the beloved Mashpir of Itzhak Springer, Olav HaShalom. And although by Chassidim we don't say Hespedim, and that's not what people came here anyhow, and in Chodesh Nissan you're not allowed to give Hespedim, Al Pi Halacha, the meaning is you don't give Hespedim. But anything which is Moisef in Yiras Shamayim is certainly appropriate. We'll try to keep out the Hesped aspect, but focus on the Yiras Shamayim component. The Rebbe said in Yud Shvat Tavshin Yud, it was Magid as well, that's Hagam by Chassidim we don't say Hespedim, a mere kvetch that bothers me, the Gemara that says, Shloi Shalabchi V'Shiva LaHesped, 7 days one has to eulogize, and if we have mizong sipurim, we'll say stories. Well, saying stories, you don't violate a mini chabad, and know that you violate the halacha of Chodesh Nissan, I'm not giving a spedim. I think it's Ashkocha Pratzat, punkt, precisely Chavzayin Nissan. Dry mold, to use the Rebbe's term, how the Rebbe described Chavzayin in general, Chavzayin Nissan Befrat, was the Yom Aptir of Rebbe Itzhak Springer, who by him, Nasasa v'Nasata, his whole business was Emuna. His whole metzis was a sakta b'piri v'rivya, working and spreading Yiddishkeit to the Yidin. In fact, got very unusual answers of the Rebbe, how Yidin in New York in general, v'hu b'roisham, underlined, and him, at the head of all these Yidin in New York, should make a tamula, should make a campaign that Yidden over here should be Moser and Torah, Mrs. Vepashrus. And he was very, very involved with that. In a period of Yerivya, not only in a physical sense, but in a spiritual form of period of Yerivya. Tzipisa liYeshua, he was a Yid that was called Kulit Tzpia liYeshua, awaiting Yeshua, awaiting redemption. There's a very interesting Chadusha Iran on this Gemara. Rashi says, Tzipisa liYeshua, LeDivrei HaNavim. Do you anticipate the fulfillment of what the Nevi'im say? And the Ram writes on this, V'yesh levayr, or V'oydesh loim, or V'oydesh levayr, I don't know the exact words, Tzipisa liYeshua bi'amecha. He adds one word on the Gemara, bi'amecha. Did you anticipate Yeshua, redemption happening in your lifetime? The Ram adds and says, because if a person is just mitzapa liYeshua, generally anticipating for redemption, harimisha eina maima beza apikoidesu. One who doesn't believe in Yeshua, this is a psamadrega, you go to a person, were you a heretic or not? Were you a hypocritus or not? Did you believe in what it says in the Torah? Someone who doesn't believe doesn't belong it to begin with. If you're not a maimon. We're not talking about whether you believe or you don't believe, we're talking about some form of anxiety. Well, anxiousness, I should say, not anxiety. Anxiousness for Bias HaMashiach. Tzipisa, bi'amecha. It's mamash going to happen. It's a real thing. It's really going to happen. And even that can be lacking Yiras Hashem. Even that could get rotten. It's kind of fulfilled. It's a fulfilled tzipisa liYeshua. It's missing some type of lachluchis. It's missing some type of moisture, some type of melach. And I believe it's appropriate to say that Rebbe Itcha gives us this message. What the Rebbe expects in Chav Ches Nissen. That shouldn't only be Nachlas HaYochid, but to become Nachlas HaKlal, at least to have 10 Akshanim that are stubborn about this. It doesn't get rotten, it just keeps on going. Constantly Tzipisa liYeshua. I'll just add one more thing and then we'll focus on what we're supposed to be doing tonight. Rebbe Itcha's Petita was not part of the program, as his goal is in general not part of the program. Rebbe Itcha once said, by Fabrengen, he got up and he said that the Rebbe asked him, when he went to Talucha, why he didn't speak. So he said, since then he undertook that whenever he's asked to speak, he doesn't refuse. So I'm not sure if my Hergish is representative only of my Hergish, or maybe the Klal feels that way too. We in this situation tonight, we're making Rebbe Itcha Shluchad Rabbanan. A shliach of the Rabbim, I'm asking him to speak. And if he's asked to speak, he already took an hachlot, he never refuses. So I think it's appropriate to ask him to speak and demand, where's the schar for the tzipisa liYeshua? Ad mosay lo terachim is Yerushalayim is Ari Yehuda, what's happening with Bias HaMashiach, bepeil mamish, v'teke from Yad mamish. You want an action? I was an action. I was stubborn, I really lived with it. With the zalts, with kav shon chumten. Not just stam a slogan of Tzipisa liYeshua, lacking the zalts. I had the zalts. So Rebbe Itcha should stand up and speak, and Rebbe Itcha, you don't refuse when you're asked to speak. And he should be poilim, he should have the gula amitis v'ashlema, take from yad mamish, from teich simcha v'tuv leivav. Now to the sicha of Chav Ches Nissen, everybody has in front of them a copy of the actual sicha, of sivav and zayin of the sicha. But a sikha like this has to be put into a context. With a Fabrengen, I'll try to put it, sort of give some type of divrei psicha, some background introduction to the sikha, and then we'll actually learn the sifim inside, bli neder. With a Fabrengen that the Rebbe held Simchas Beis HaShieva, Tafresh Sadik Beis, before the Nesias, still in Europe. The Fabrengen went throughout the entire night. One of the individuals whose yartzei was just mamish a couple of days ago, Reb Moshe Eli Gerlitzky, was till when he passed away, he was a living witness of this Fabrengen. A very unusual Fabrengen. Chassidim were not used to the style of Fabrengen, growing Mamar Chazal, Nigl Chassidus, Kabbalah, and going connecting things all together. And later the Rebbe actually transcribed. We discovered that the Rebbe transcribed everything that was said by this Fabrengen, or a lot of things said by this Fabrengen, and he wrote it up for himself. But till then, we obviously knew that Gerlitzky said it was such a Fabrengen. Gerlitzky and others. At that Fabrengen, the Rebbe spoke about the Haftorah that we just had, Achron Shel Pesach. about the Atzomis Hayaveshes, the Valley of Dry Bones that Yecheskel HaNavi saw. And he achieved Chis HaMesim amongst all these bones in the dry valley. The Gemara in Masechta Sanhedrin is a whole machlokas, who are these bones? According to one opinion, which was what the Rebbe addressed then, these were the Bnei Ephraim, the individuals that left Mitzrayim 30 years earlier because they miscalculated the time of the Ketz. So the Rebbe writes, or the Rebbe said, and then wrote, that the problem of the Bnei Ephraim was they wanted Geula, but the Hoyutzir Bifnei Yatzma Beli Rebbe. There were people that stood on their own, they had their own seer, they were full-fledged people, they were there. Topaltal B'chachma Tzipis Lishur, they had all the qualities. Without the Yiras Hashem here, it started without a Rebbe. V'lachein ta'u. Therefore they made a mistake. Therefore they miscalculated and they were killed by the Plishtim and Gas. But the Rebbe's words accurately. Lo'y shaholchu shaloy al pitoy rechaz v'shalom. El shahoyu tzir b'fnei atzma b'li Rebbe Moshe Rabbeinu olav ha'shalom u'b'meila ta'u. Without a Rebbe, so you can be all Kate oriented, but you're not focused on the Rebbe, what the Rebbe says about Mashiach, and if you can make a mistake. Then the Rebbe adds and says that there's a letter of Freitke, the daughter of the Alter Rebbe, that wrote to the Mittler Rebbe, Freitke, which you know, she's a famous maskila, if there's such a term. If there's no such term, we'll coin it right now. In Chassidus, she's an Alter Rebbe, said a lot of Mamarim, especially just for Freitke. And she wrote a letter to the Mittler Rebbe, which she describes the inn of Kates of Geula, what it means in Pnimius Einyanim. And she writes there that inn of Kates is Kates called Basar Begashmius. Kates, Geula, the end of times, means there'll be no longer Gashmius. Vim Kain, says the Rebbe, accordingly, that this is what Kates means. Efshaloyma Shezebi Yichud, E. Efshar Bali Mesir and Asino, Bitlats Musa Mikoil Rebbe. Limtse Hamichtiv. If you're talking about Kate called Basar Begashmius, losing your own identity, your ego, the whole entire Metzius of Gashmius will be lost, that you can't have this, particularly more than anything else, cannot be done without a total devotion and dedication and bitl kolatz musa mikoel l'rebbe to a Rebbe. So we can go with our own cheshbonus of Tzipisa l'Yeshua. If we're talking about to be on target, Yiras Hashem Yitzare in Eloi Loi, if you want that whole kurshal chitin, that storage house of wheat, should be preserved, and it shouldn't be fulfilled, it shouldn't be rotten, then we need to have the Rebbe. So we need to address, what does the Rebbe tell us? Later we can talk about how to go about it, what's the practical plan of action. But before the practical plan of action, we need to know what. What does the Rebbe say? To look back to the Sichas, to Ma'amarim v'lekutei Sichas shel Nasid Reinu, to use the Rebbe's expression, which the Rebbe said, learning that with the Yonu Gul Mashiach and Mamorim Lukuta Sich Shal Nasid Reinu is one of the Malchash of Teferis, is the Derech HaYeshara, the appropriate manner how to bring Mashiach. Looking at the Sichas, that will help us understand, that will help us have a proper Kates and not a Bnei Ephraim Kates, which is sort of off in a tangent, off in a different direction. So we have, amongst the many, many Sichas and Mamorim, we could say on the Rebbe's Sichas, Kol HaSfarim Melei Medover Zeh. It's loaded with Gula Mashiach. But we're just going to focus on these two paragraphs of Chav Ches Nissen, Chav Zayin Nissen Nun Aleph. There's a background to Chav Zayin Nissen Nun Aleph. The background is, and we can go back, the background to the beginning of Bria Soilam. And it's tell how nice, they say a story that it was a Malama that didn't know there wasn't one Malam didn't know how to teach. There are many Malam don't know how to teach. But there was a particular one who had difficulty with translating the word Tzapichas Bedvash. He was describing the man and he said, the man was like a Tzapichas Bedvash, but unfortunately he didn't have an English Klumish or an art scroll based to prepare. He didn't know what a Tzapichas Bedvash was. So he described the man, he said, the man is given a Zeyvah Tzapichas Bedvash. No, so always one kid asked a question, Rebbe, what's mit Tzapichas Bedvash? He says, verstehst nicht. They didn't have what to eat in the midbar. And they used to provide them with man. And that man was Tzapichas Bedvash. He says, yeah, but what's Tzapichas Bedvash? Okay, let me start a bit earlier. 210 years earlier, they went down, etc. And that was Tzapichas Bedvash. But what's made Tzapichas Bedvash? Okay, so let me start even earlier. There's a Brisbane Absurdum. So we can start all the way from Bria Soilam. Ruach Elokim Rachefes al Pnei Mayim, Zeh Ruach Shel Melech HaMashiach, Le'ivra Alma El David El Mashiach. That's when really Mashiach starts. If you want to put things in a context, Chav Ches Nissen isn't just an isolated Sicha, which some people just want to learn it on their own. There's a context there. There's a context of Briyas Olam, Yitzis Mitzrayim, Matan Torah, the Smak says, Anoichi Hashem Elokecha, the Mitzvah, the Munus Hashem, according to those shittas that count the Mitzvah, is to believe in Briyas HaMashiach. That's Anoichi Hashem Elokecha. There's a context there. And there's, of course, the Rebbe Sein Nisienu, Hafatzei Mionas Chutz, is already a beginning of Oyre Shal Mashiach, Osi Mar Domalka Mashiach, and of course, there's the Rebbe's Basi Lagani Yud Aleph, Doi Rashvi, the generation which is bringing the Shechina down Lamata Ba'aretz. And over the years, the Rebbe used the phrase that our generation is a Dover Barer, it's the last generation of Golos and the first generation of Golos, something that Chassidim have been living with for many, many years prior to Chav Zayin Nissen Nun Aleph. That we're living in a generation which is the last generation of Golos and the first generation of Gula. And that Mashiach is coming very, very soon. Hine, hine, Mashiach ba. V'chulu, v'chulu. Over the years it became stronger, more emphasized, these expressions of the Rebbe, using more sharp terms and more very specific and directed terminology. In the Mems, Shnas Bias Mashiach, Gulas Mashiach, Divri Mashiach, Malach Mashiach, Mashiach Vada, v'chulu, v'chulu. Post Memches, Sicha Purim Mem Zayin. And then we enter Tavshin Nun, which the Rebbe said is going to be a Shnas Nisim, a year of miracles. And didn't just proclaim it's going to be a year of miracles in Tavshin Nun. Prior to Tavshin Nun, he said this was going to be Tavshin Nun. Didn't just say it, you know, just like Hei Shnas Bias Mashiach, unfortunately, seems like never happened. First time a bracha, nice Rosh Hashanah, to be able to have in the calendar something nice to write. He spoke later how he actually saw that really what I said, this really happened. Indeed, it was a Shnas Nisim. Long Sichas, Muga, Bariches, Gedolah, exactly which Nisim happened. And then Nun Aleph, the Rebbe spoke about the fact that Shnas Arenu Neflois, Neflois Arenu, Arenu Neflois, and he spoke how that's different from Shnas Nisim, and we'll actually see the wonders. And he, months before Nun Aleph, he already spoke about how this coming year is going to be a very unique year, a year of Arenu Neflois. That was the Gulf War, and he spoke that this is the Gulf War, is the fulfillment of the famous Yalkut Shemayin. It all started with a very innocent individual who put up a very innocent looking sign in 770 before the signs became not so innocent. Very simple, inconspicuous sign. We quoted the Yalkut Shemayin and the Rebbe passed by. Just reading the Yalkut Shemayin, the Rebbe passed by. It was David Shasmeister. Remember the Rebbe passed by and read it. And a couple minutes later, if I'm not mistaken, Rabbi Gruner came running down. The Rebbe asked to add had a line to the Alkut Shemayni. The line was, Shonu Rabbi Seinu B'shal Shemelech HaMashiach Bo Oymel Gag B'sa Migdash M'shmin Li Yisrael V'oymer Anav M'giz Ma'angulaskem. They quoted one half of the Alkut Shemayni, and the Rebbe wanted the part where it says, everything I did, I only did for you, M'giz Ma'angulaskem. The Rebbe wanted, in the time, the Rebbe specifically later explained how it fits perfectly the story with the Gulf War, but I'm not going to go into that right now. But the Rebbe wanted to have this particular line. But didn't understand why the Rebbe wanted that line there. But later the Rebbe kochsuch so much with that line. Towards the end of Tavshin Nun and later throughout the whole winter of Tavshin Nun Aleph, how we see the fulfillment of Yigiz Ma'angulaskem. He later elaborated what it means. Gag Beis Hamikdash means there's a particular announcement coming from Chutz Lodetz. All those powerful Lashonis that many of us think came post Chav Ches Nissen, summer Nun Aleph, winter Nun Beis, were already there. Much before Chav Zayin Nissen, the Rebbe spoke about Yutes Kislev Nun Aleph, for example. The Rebbe spoke about that it's Shnas Kuf Tzadik Beis Shana. From Yutes Kislev, Kuf Tzadik Beis is Kabetz. Kabetz means we already finished gathering all the Nitzutus HaKdusha, we finished refining the sparks. L'mashal. And many other such kind of sichas. 2 days prior to Chav Ches Nissen, famous Yechidus of Chavav Nissen, the Michtav Klali the Rebbe gave after Pesach, spoke all about the Nisim and the Floyes with Saddam Hussein, with Iraq, the Chul of Metariches Gedolah, and now they're all Simonim, Lois and the Floyes Gedolah, Slavada, and they're all Simonim of Gula. And then 2 days later, again innocently, the Rebbe said a Sicha, like he said many times a Sicha. Chav Ches Nissen, Toshinu, the Rebbe also said a surprise Sicha. The Rebbe said a Sicha that PLO is intending to attack Sayyidina Yisrael b'chol makam shehem. It was a sikha right after Mincha, just which none of us had any prior knowledge about this or about the fact it's going to be a sikha. So Chav Ches Nissen Nun Aleph, the Rebbe also, Mitzoy Chav Zayin Nissen, coming back from the oil, Mincha Maida, the Rebbe said a sikha, and it was one of those regular Geula stuff, you know, we've heard it so many times. It's Chodesh Nissan, it's a month of Geula, Nissan, Nissan, Nasulai, a particular day, Nissan, a particular year, and Niflois, Niflois, Arenu, the mile of one or the other. And then the tone of the Sikha changed towards the end, where the Rebbe started saying that based on everything that we spoke about Geula, the Rebbe started demanding and claiming and making accusations, and Ha'itachin, and Ha'erahin. We thought we're just coming for one of those Sikhas that you could sit and listen and become a Chayzer, and later you could record it and write it down. And yeah, you know the Sikha, and you can later say the Sikha. There's the Chavches Nissen Sikha, you know, the one, the famous Chavches. It even became an official day. There's Yom Chavches Nissen, is a day that we talk about Mashiach for that, for those few moments. So you become a Chayzer, like the Rebbe said, actually, that Sikha, Dverim Masmidim, Machna Shal, Machna Fabrengen, put away the Sikha. It's a Sikha, like many other Sikhas. That was, but not with a call to action. That wasn't such an expectation. But the tone of the Sikha went, for those who watched the video, or listen to the audio, and hear from the beginning, it, from the days of the Omer, and the days of the week, and the days of the month, you know, explaining the time and the context, Ha'itach, and there's no Gula, and what's going on over here. So there was some type of expectation that, what's going on? You're not picking up, you know, the cues, which are not actually such social cues, they're not cues, they're pretty clear, pretty straightforward, pretty direct. I've been talking to you about we want Mashiach now, Mashiach now, Giz Magvasta, Mashiach is already here, it's all happening. And then Niflois of Geula, and Segretz and Vant, that's sort of the implication that we got the Rebbe's. And there was a frustration in the Rebbe's voice, which was evident after the Sikha, for those who know, that afterwards Rabbi Gerari, Zalman Gerari al Vashalom, passed by the Rebbe, by the dollars, when there was a sing-song of Ad Masai, following the Sikha, where the Rebbe spoke that people should not say Ad Masai Mipnei Atzivui, because they were so instructed to do so. There was a beautiful song of Ad Masai being proclaimed after the Sikha. And on that sing of Masai, it appears the Rebbe said, the Rebbe turned to Rabbi Gerari and he said, Lo Nagav Lo Paga. The words haven't hit home. In other words, that's what seemed like the Rebbe was saying at the time. And then there was a heightened awareness about Mashiach, and then Sichas after Sichas, all about Gula Mashiach and how important it is to learn Gula Mashiach, and became a minig of Dereinu Zeh, minig of Maneinu Zeh, with all the flowery and powerful expressions of all the Sichas subsequent to Sichas. So putting things in this particular context, now that we understand there's a very strong, before they used the term Mashiach, campaign, a very strong campaign from the Rebbe, to promote Bias HaMashiach, awareness of Mashiach, awareness of the particular tkufa that we find ourselves, Higiyah Malashon Ongirirt, and already Zman Gulaskam has already arrived, Bepel Mamish, the Zman HaGul has arrived, not to be confused with Gula itself, and promoting the fact that we have to act, and be pragmatic about it, and actually make Mashiach a real reality. So now the Rebbe is saying, so I'm pushing and pushing and pushing. It's Chodesh Nissan. It says Man Zakai. Let's see in the Rebbe's words. Sivav. Al Pia Amr Liil. Based on everything that we mentioned till now, Al Dvar Had Goshes In Nagula. Bimuchad Bizman Zeh. And how Gula is emphasized. Bizman, the word could be read with Bimuchad or without the Bimuchad. Bichlal and Bifal Bimuchad Bizman Zeh. We're speaking how Gula is so strongly emphasized in this time. Misayreres Tmiachi Gdola. Therefore, there's a very, very strong question. The greatest question, the biggest question, an enormous question. And if you look carefully, there's two questions. This is a sikha with questions. Before we go proceed, a couple of days later, there was a very sharp response that the Rebbe wrote to a particular individual who came with some suggestion in response to the sikha of Chavches Nissen, came with a unconventional suggestion, and the Rebbe wrote to him, "Ein b'zeh af mila achas shel nayna." There isn't even one word of a response in what you write. And if it seems like you're not getting what I'm trying to say, is v'lom alai matrin zeh, v'yavda Hashem simcha tuv leivav, v'Hashem etzlichim. Why am I bothering you? Serve Hashem with simcha and good luck. Hashem is berech etzlichim. The Rebbe used the term "Ein b'zeh af mila achas shel nayna." There isn't even one word of a response. In other words, I said something with a question. Questions normally expect a reply. So to come with unconventional ideas, suggestions, theories, well, very, very nice. It's nothing to do with what I'm talking about. Asked a question. There's a question which requires a reply. Or the way the Rebbe wrote a famous answer in Summer Nun Aleph, Hare Zu Ta'anasi V'Sicha Yidua, referring to Chavches Nissen as Sicha Yidua. And Zu Ta'anasi, I had a taina. I have a taina. It's not just I was talking to Chas Hashem, to use a return by the Rebbe, to let off some steam. There's a tmiya, there's a shaila. What's the tmiya? Tmiya chigdol, question number one. In bold, ha'itachem shemabli habit al kol inyonim. How is it possible that despite, notwithstanding, all the different inyonim, doesn't say what those inyonim are, whether the fact that the geula is so emphasized in this time, whether all the kechus that were given from above, from the Rebbe, ich weiß nicht, doesn't say. You could just read what it says. Adayin lo yipolu bi'ez mashiach zetkein b'poel mamash. My question to you is, and it's a very directed question, how can it be that despite everything, you haven't achieved, you, singular, plural, you haven't achieved bi'ez mashiach b'poel mamash? That's a question. I have a question. I have a complaint. A tmiya. How is it that we did not bring about mashiach b'poel mamash? Das ha-davar achi yeinu muvin klal akal. Davar she'einu muvin klal akal is totally not understood. There's no justification and no response. Remember, this sikh is actually directed towards the audience. It's not a sikh which is directed upward. Not a sikh directed. There's a similar style of sikh, a test other nubeis, but the Rebbe said very similar things, but it was a directed more heavenward. Tainus to the one above. Shoyfet kaloris leyasa mishpat al derech. But here the Rebbe is asking us, how are you talking? We didn't bring about Mashiach. It doesn't make any sense. It's totally not understood. What do you mean? What are we doing? What am I doing with you guys? Well, that's what sounds like the Rebbe is saying. I don't want to sound negative over here. I'm just saying what it says in the text. Tmiya noisefes. That's question number one. So question number one, it seems like there's an expectation. Let's just translate this question into our own words. There's an expectation of the Rebbe that it's that we have the ability to bring about Bi'as HaMashiach. That comes way before there's an announcement, I'm giving it over to you. In the question, there's already, it seems like, because the question is addressed to us, it seems like that we have an ability to bring about Bi'as HaMashiach, we're supposed to achieve that. Unless you learn the question is not addressed, I don't think so. It seems like the question is addressed to the crowd. How come we didn't bring about Bi'as HaMashiach? It just doesn't make any sense. Well, what's going on over here? We should have been able to achieve that. Something went wrong with the plan. All the kirchas and all the effort and all the heightened awareness about Mashiach should have brought about, the people should have brought about Mashiach v'peil mamash. Okay, so that's one issue, why we didn't bring Mashiach. But there's another question which perhaps is even stronger in a certain sense. It's me and Nesefes. There's a second question, another question, an additional question. Shemis asvim asara mi Yisrael biyachad. 10 Yidden are getting together. It so happens to be, in brackets that ever puts it, it's kama v'kama asiris mi Yisrael. It's not only one group of 10, there are many groups of 10. Chiddush that the Rebbe said a number of times, Al Pi Halacha, based on the Gemara and Brachas, and other sources and Niglah to promote this concept, that every 10 people increases the Shechinta Sharia, the level of Ashrayas Hashchina, that's amongst 10 people. So it's not only one 10 people, it's many 10 people, so it's even more emphasized. So we have 10 people got together, and they got together, when did they get together? Bizman Zakar ben Negei LaGula. They got together in a very auspicious, opportune time for Gula. When did they get together? To daven Mincha Maariv with the Rebbe when he came back from the oil, Mitzoych of Zayin Nissen. There wasn't an official shir in Yonah Gul Mashiach in Getzel Shul. It wasn't a kinus to bring about Bi'as HaMashiach. It was a normal minion, 10 Yidden. That's what you normally need to have a minion to come together, to daven Mincha, and then following subsequently daven Maariv. But it happens to be that it's Tav Shinun Aleph, and it's Chodesh Nissen, and it's Chav Zayin Nissen, and it's this particular day in the Omer, and it's all the beautiful things. So how can it be the 10 Yidden are getting together? Va'afal b'kein, and nonetheless, Eina marishim lifol b'yis ha-mashiach, take him yad. They're not storming to be poil b'yis ha-mashiach. The question is not why we're not poil. The question is why we're not storming. Not why we're not asking, not why we're not demanding. Very strong lashon marishim. Why we're not storming? Ashturim. Why 10 people sitting here very, very complacent? Many 10 sitting complacent and not storming to be poiled, Mashiach. Okay, and he's gepoiled. That was my first question. Why it didn't happen altogether? But why are we not storming? Let me hear the noise. So when is that exactly supposed to be doing this? Before Kaddish, after Kaddish, before davening, after davening, we got together to daven. I mean, well, so you get together for a kinnis in Yonah Gul Mashiach, you expect to hear, not to talk about Mashiach, to be Marishim. You're getting together for Maariv, 10 Yidden, I'm expecting a Marishim Lifa B'yis HaMashiach. Every time 10 Yidden get together, well, at least if it says Man Zakai Ben Negei LaGulo, the Rebbe said in Boi Nun Beis, That's already since then been the hechster side for Gula. If there's man zaka, I expect to hear noise, and astam noise, loud noise, a rash, b'negeya to be poil be some Mashiach. He can't just let a situation go by where 10 yidin are together and we finish off with havala seeing goyel of v'nayim amin. Finish with havala seeing goyel, that's a bracha, the guy will finish speaking. Not a volatile girl. It has to be a marishim. It has to be noise. It has to be a shturim. And every time, 10 yidin, what do you mean? 10 yidin not together. You can allow 10 yidin get together without a marishim? That's a tmi and oisefes. Not only didn't bring about bias and Mashiach, we let 10 yidin sit together and daven ma'ariv. And that's all they did. They just daven ma'ariv. Never mind. In that ma'ariv, there could have been quite a few marishims. Even in the shtulishim, you could do marishim. We probably be a sam Mashiach. There can be very powerful marishims in Emunah Kol Zois. Also another bracha of Gol Yisrael going on over there. Freus Aleinu Sukkah Shlemecha, in Aleinu Yakidu V'yedu Kolei Shrei Seivel, Lefanecha Hashem Elkeinu Yichru Yipayel V'kabel L'chul Amaleim Esel Machusecha, V'sim Leich Aleim Meheir Aleinu Vat, and the whole davening is from the beginning to the end. Ach Tzadikim Yoyed L'shmecha, we'll all be sitting as Panecha, Mismink Shash Lishi, and no Yichi announcement in those days following davening. That, well, at least that wasn't the Seder, amongst all segments of society. But the davening itself involves so much marishim lifel b'yisam Mashiach. I'm not sure how the Rebbe expected to see this marishim. I guess some things are obvious if there's a marishim or there isn't a marishim. Even with davening, 10 yidin not together, came for a chaim, he came for a vert, he came for a simcha, he came for a kines toir. I don't care what the agenda is, the official agenda is. Official agenda might be mincha ma'ariv, but it has to be marishim. But then the Rebbe adds even more. In addition to the demand, why there's no noise, the Rebbe says, "V'loy mufrich etzlam." There's a pain here. The v'loy mufrich etzlam rachman l'etzlam shemashiach loyave b'layla zeh. The fact that Mashiach won't come tonight is not something which is mufrich, out of the question. There's an expectation that by a chassid has to be absolutely agifrek, something which is totally out of the question that Mashiach won't come tonight. It's just that just can't be. The attitude can be, he won't come today, he won't come tomorrow, he won't come in 2 days, and that's okay. And even if it's not okay, but it's not mufrich, it's not something that just can't be. When Chassid is told that Bias HaMashiach is going to take place in Mis Hashem on Rosh Chodesh Lamed Nissen. Because we know that Nissan Nigalu and Nissan Asidun Nigoel, Nissan is a very Zman Zach Menegela Gula. The Moshe Feinstein, they say about him that Mamash came the end of Nissan before Shki on Lamed Nissan, he was very, very agitated and unsettled because there's Mamash a few moments left when Mashiach can come. So we're told Lamed Nissan. I'm telling you, it would be, we know this officially, Eliyahu Navi comes 3 days before according to one Medrash. So we're told by Eliyahu Navi, he heralded the coming of Mashiach, and Nunal Rebbe said, that he comes to Tveri every single day. Based on the Gemara in Erev Mem Gimel Dimel Lebezin Nagod L'Asim Esmil, so Yesh Leim that he comes to Tveri every day. I'm not sure who he's talking to in Tveri. Certain people hear it. Tveri, the way the Rebbe said, quoted because Kabbalah that he comes. So Eliyahu came and we all heard the news. He's coming. So would it be major kinnusim, fabrengin, get together, prepare the mashke. Mashiach is coming. Simcha v'sasim, dance. Okay, Sfira, we'll have to find a way around it. Whatever. Chesnish. Maybe we won't dance. Oh, well, be a tremendous snu of simcha because he's coming. Lamed Nissen. Rachman Lutzlan. Should be mufrich. Hoyeloi siya. Shaymu shamayim. Lamed Nissen. 3 days you're giving for Mashiach. Chavtes Nissen. Chavches Nissen. Belayla zeh. Belayla zeh. Mashiach doesn't come. That's something which is mufrich. That can't be. The whole in of Golos is something which is hepech hametzis ba'id. Says in Chassidus Torah Vayeshev. Hayinu kecholim. Golos in of a chibur hafachim, pila bekuba demachta. A yid and golos. The question is not. The Rebbe spoke once about this shluchim of Melech Zok in Exil. Melech Zok in Exil, v'tutzchan nazayid nezupet. So they dressed themselves up in a silk coat. They might be dressed with a typical Hasidic garb, but they're really representing the Melech Zok in Exil. But walking around in black kapotas and gartlach. And they say that the Friedrich Rebbe said La'alta La'gula, and also didn't mean Mamash Kipshute. V'haraya, we were standing at Shabbos Pinchas, Tavshim Mem Hei, I think it was Pinchas. It's a famous sikh in other respects. And Mashiach didn't come, so La'alta La'gula doesn't mean Mamash La'alta right away. Those people are Shluchim from Melech, Zokin, and Ksilvas, Tutsuchan, Azayin, and Jibetza. So there can be an attitude of sort of a lacking this mufrech etzle Mashiach liyove b'layla zeh. A chassid has to have expectation that it's kener zayin nash. It's just not shaykh. There has to be bias on Mashiach tonight. There's zero excuses why it shouldn't be. How can I be that not only we're in Poel Mashiach and we're not Marish Mashiach? It's even worse. There are people that it's actually not even mufrech. Oh, sorry. I remember what I was going to get to. Golus, I think in that sikh, another place, the Rebbe said, the question is not why Gula didn't come. If Gula didn't come till now, people often ask questions. 2,000 years, there was no Gula, so what steps do you think will come today? The question is the other way around. Every moment that, Kudasichis, the Rebbe says this also, every moment that we're in Golus is a question, how's a Shaykh Matzias? A Yid in Golus is like an elephant in the eye of a needle. It just doesn't make sense. He doesn't fit in with Golus. So the question is on the past. Be'etzim Yid is a Matzias of Gula. The whole Bris Olam is a Metzius of Gula, Ivra Al Melel Meshicha. That's the natural state of being for Yid, is a Tznu of Gula. Me'oz Yitz Bris Olam Mefra, Me'oz Yitz Yitz Mitzrayim Zag Gemaral. Gvuras Hashem, that the Eibusha made Yid and Be'etzim B'nei Choyin, we're naturally free people. We are Gula people. And Gulas happens to be some accident that happened another way. What has to be rectified. Be'etzim, it can't be a Metzius of Gula, should continue for one more moment. Okay, so these are the demands, these are the questions. The questions are, which I didn't receive, quoting that response of the Rebbe, Af Mila Acha Shal Mayna, I didn't receive even one word of any response to my questions. People came with beautiful, unconventional ideas, what I'm supposed to be doing, all that kind of stuff. But I had a question. Why not Pearl Mashiach? Why not Marishim Lifel Bias Mashiach? You got together Tan Yidin, why didn't hear any noise? And the final thing I said, there are people that actually, it's not even Mufrach Etzlam. It's not even out of the question that Mashiach won't come tonight. So what's the answer to that? Get a petition that the Rebbe should be in his gala. Oh, that was what a particular person wrote. How does that have fit in with everything that I asked? So then the Rebbe says, hold, one second. We're making such terrible accusations over here that people don't really care about Mashiach. Gam kishetzoyikim ad Masai. And there's so many people that scream ad Masai. It's been something which has been on the Rebbe's agenda in the Mem is a lot about screaming ad Masai. And he said that Lubavitch, when I asked the question, Hayatach, and the Lubavitch talks about Admasi, he gets totally in his bowel, but gets all confused. It's found in every Siddur in Tikkun Chatzos. And if you don't know Tikkun Chatzos, it's found in Tanakh as well. It's found in Tehillim. Admasi loy terachim, Admasi, the man of Admasi. There's a whole poem with the words Admasi in Tikkun Chatzos, for those who are familiar with it. So Ashreinu, the Rebbe says, Lubavitch Shemsky, this is the time that we're asking Admasai. So we have this Admasai campaign, it's been going on for years, and it's been quite a successful campaign. Some people are saying Admasai. In Tavshinun, sorry, Memches, Pesach Memches, the Rebbe spoke about a Zayda, that gets him back, his anicle screams Admasai, but he doesn't. How the children are saying we want Mashiach now. Every year the Admasai became, it's a hit. We even have a bunch of songs dedicated to the Admasai theme. So it's off. So why are you saying that people are not really asking for Mashiach? Says Rabbi Yetshu, Taka they screamed at Masai. Harei zeh mepnei atzivu yichulu. Mishrei Taka at Masai, mehalten, I think when the Rebbe said it was Mishrei at Masai, mehalten ein shrein at Masai. They continuously ask at Masai, but it's mepnei atzivu. It's a demand. Ad Masai should not be rooted because you were told to say Ad Masai, or subsequent to the Sicha say again Ad Masai, because now there was an official Ad Masai Sicha. Admas is supposed to be something which is much more than Mnei Atzivui. V'iloi miskavnim, u'mivakshim, v'tzoyakim, be'emes, v'vadei mishem shiach v'aroi ba'av. People would actually mean it. And they would ask and scream. Be'emes, this is a combination of all the issues that we asked before. Why is he not here yet? Why are we not studying be'emes? And why it's not out of the question won't come tonight? If there would be a Metzias that people would actually mean it and scream it, and it would be be'emes and wouldn't be Mnei Atzivui, then he would have been here. So in other words, if you mean it with an emes, then it would be here. So we can achieve everything, two birds and one stone. How come we don't have this metzias of kosis? Kosas, the Rebbe says, after the Tzavah, the Yid in today's generation, his kosas is all broken because there's no Gili Elokus. Because there's no Gili Elokus, even an opinion in Dach is boiling, even in one corner of the world, that's a sim that the whole entire Gili Elokus is a Gili Mugbel. And from that, the Yid is in Gansen to Tresalt. It's totally broken, it's crushed, it's totally kosas. And that kosas brings by Lamoya, brings by the Gili Asaman Hashama, and ultimately the Gili of Gula. By the way, this is not something unique to Chavches Nissen. It's peace of Yeshua, like we said, is in the list of questions that were asked then. Is something which we mentioned before, the Smach says one of the Minna Mitzvahs. If Mashiach is late Chakei, you have to Chiku, you have to wait for Mashiach. Mischar HaKivu, Kedai Shigalenu, just Mischar of the waiting, that itself is the reason for Gula. Why should he bring Mashiach? Because Kivinu, we're demanding, we're expecting it. The Rama in Yisoid Hayud Beis, otherwise known in the Animam, and it's not exactly the Rambam's words, but based on the Yisoid Hayud Beis of the Rambam Pirush HaMishnah, Ram goes on, one of the Yisoid of Mashiach is to believe in Mashiach and to daven for Mashiach and to look forward to the spal to daven for the greatness of Mashiach. And to look forward that it's actually going to happen. And even if it's going to be Yisma'meh, HaKeloi. So there's something called Kivu LeMashiach. Really demanding and asking Mashiach. So it's not so if we're talking about something mamish, absolutely novel over here. It's just a much more heightened, stronger. In other words, the Nekudah of Hayoim and Bekoilus Yishmol is not so far off. It became part of the Hayoim. And it actually becomes part. It's not Ruch HaShem Malach HaMashiach in the beginning of creation. And at the end of creation, and the middle is Hoyse Soi Vavoyu. But part of the world plan right now, Mashiach has to become part of the plan right now. Has to become part of the Hoyven, not so much something of the Asid. So how come we don't have the Spiel Yeshua? How come we're not looking forward to the time when V'yed Miyom Ad Yom, looking forward to the Rebbe's Malchus of Yer Miyom Yom, looking forward to Kurbanus, whatever it is. Oisik Chol Mitzvasa Amuri B'Toyra, looking forward to Shleimus HaToyra, and Mitzvah says it will be in Lasad Lavei, because right now, as the Mitzvah Rebbe says, we only have 87 Mitzvahs, and we can't even do, it's 613 minus 87. These things should really bother us, and we should really demand. Continues the Rebbe and says, Ma Oidi Chalani Lasas, what else can I do? Kadesh Kol B'nei Yisrael Yarishu, the Yitzaku Be'emes, the Yifilu Lahavis HaMashiach B'Poel. What else can I do to get everybody to demand and bring Mashiach La'achri Shekol Mashonasa Adata Lo Yehoil? After everything that was done till now did not help. Those who recall when the Rebbe said, the phrase the Rebbe used was, Az Chol Gitan Nebizis is given Lehevav V'Lirik. Was all to naught in vain. So what else can I do if everything I did till now was naught in vain? Didn't help. Pirush, for whatever reason, without actually looking to what it says in the text, people often interpret that to mean that whatever the Rebbe did to bring about Mashiach didn't help. And I say, Shtal Sech D'Shaila, if whatever you did to bring about Mashiach didn't help, so what do you want now? Was to bring Mashiach? If you couldn't do your job. I once went on the street and I met up with El Tereid and he told me, As a Mendel, a Kotzkit nicht gekannt bringen Mashiach. And a Blei Yitzchah Badisha nicht gekannt bringen Mashiach. And the Heilige Chose, dies bringen Mashiach. So the Rebbe said everything I did didn't help, so that's not what it says here. Actually, you look very carefully, it does not talk a word about everything that the Rebbe did to bring Mashiach. The Rebbe says, what else can I do to achieve? Kadesh Kol B'nei Yisrael Yarishu, V'yitzeku B'emetz V'yifalu. There's three Nekudas that were discussed till now in the Sikha till now. One Nekudah is why am I not Marishim? Why am I not making noise? What else can I do to get everybody to make noise about this? To shturim about this? Another Nekudah was addressed in the Sikha that we might scream at them, I might even shout it. But it's not being shouted by Emes. So what can I do to get people to shout by Emes? And the first thing right in the beginning of the Sikha that I've asked, why didn't it happen? Why didn't he make it happen? What can I do to get everybody to make it happen? Yarishu, V'yitzeku be'emes, V'yifulu. Those are the three Nekudas in the previous three paragraphs. How come we're in Poel B'yis HaMashiach? How come we're not Marishim? And how come it's Loi Mufrach? It's not out of the question. He won't come tonight. We're not screaming at Masim et HaNemes. I tried so hard to get people to scream at HaNemes, and it didn't help. So now they say, you know, there's a Sikh, you have to scream at HaNemes. So I'll listen to the Sikh and scream at HaNemes. It's lacking the real emes, that you really genuinely mean it. And I tried everything till now, it didn't help. Which I tried everything under the sun. Never mind, by the way, the whole Nekud of Chavches Nissen, in a sense, is already found in the Fabreng of Purim Emzayin. There was many various campaigns that were done all to get people to really care about Mashiach. I told him about Nissim and about Anifloyus and about the Gulf War. I told him about Gizmagulachem. I told him about Musa. I brought this, I brought that. I did everything under the sun. Now, what else am I supposed to do to get people to be Yitzhaku Behemis? And what's the raya that didn't help? That, by the way, if you learn Pshat, the Rebbe is saying that whatever I did to bring Mashiach didn't help. What's my raya that Mashiach didn't come because we're still in Golos? How do I know Mashiach didn't come because we're in Golos? Obviously, you don't need to bring a raya for that. We're looking for a raya that people are not really screaming Behemis. We're looking for a raya that my campaign to get people to mean it, that didn't work. The raya that it didn't mean it is because it's an indirect raya because we're in Golos. Because we know that if Iluoy Miskavn Mavakshim Masoikim Behemis, Vivadishim Mashiach Kvar Oyebo, we know that if people would really mean it, Mashiach would be here. We know that Tikkunim says, Al Tereva brings B'Shem HaTikkunim, that Tzadik Echet Choyze B'Tshuva Shleim B'Doyra Hayibah Mashiach, if it's a Tshuva Shleim, if it's a Bleak Vul, if it's a Emes Digin Nekuda. We know that if people really mean it, Mashiach is here. We're told it, B'Schara Kivui. If we really just hope for Mashiach, that brings about Mashiach. Or the famous Medrash that the Rebbe said, which people should spread around, what is it called, the chain letters. The Medrash Shmuel. That it didn't have to be Toivei, they weren't demanding Achzorachs, Malchus, Beis David, and Bin Yerushalayim. And if you Toivei, that makes it happen. So I have proof that people are not really shturming and screaming Be'emes, because we're still in Golos. That's the biggest proof. The Oid V'Iker, and something which is even more primary, is the fact that we're Be'golos Pnimi Yon Avodis Hashem. According to the way we're learning Pshat, fits in very, very well. If we're saying that the Rebbe is saying, I tried to bring Mashiach, he didn't come. How do I know? Because we're in Golos. You know how I even more know that Mashiach didn't come? Because we're in Golos Pnimi. How does that show you more that Mashiach didn't come? The Rebbe is saying different. How do I know that people are not really meaning of Be'emes? So I'll bring you first an indirect raya, and then I bring something which is even more primary. An indirect raya that people don't really mean it, because we're in Golos. If you mean it, the Mashiach comes. A stronger raya that it's not really Be'emes, because we're in Golos Pnimi. Because in Avodas Hashem, there is no spiritual feeling of Gula. The Nesham is engulfed by the Guf and the Nefesh of Bahamas. It's a Hell of a Hester, an eternal Hell of a Hester that we have. And if people are in Golos, in Avodas Hashem, the Golos, there's no Emes there. We can mouth Gula, we can mouth Ad Masai, we can mouth all these things, we can mouth the Sikh of Chazai and Nissen, but if we really mean it by Emes, that's not Gula Pnimis means you go out from all the Mitzarim and Gvulim, you go out from all the limitations, all the restrictions. The Nefesh of Bahamas is not Milam, the Nefesh of the Kiss, at least. To some extent, not Milam. There is a going out of some type of this hell and hester of chitzoinis, which is not letting us do Avodas Hashem properly. If we're in a Golos Pnimi, that shows that people don't really mean it. So we're stuck with a problem over here. Tried everything under the sun to get people to mean it. What can I do now? Hadavar hayichidi shechalani la'aseis. What can I still do to get people to really mean it, to really care? And what I can do right now is limsoi de'inyan aleichem. I can give it over to you. Because till now the agenda was, it's the Rebbe's agenda, and he's getting us to scream. So now what I'm telling you is, listen, it's not my agenda anymore, and now it's in your hands. Now that it's in your hands, well, there's nothing to look back at me, unless you want to try return to sender, which people have attempted. But from the Rebbe's perspective, it's no longer my house, it's now in your hands. So therefore, don't keep on looking to me for a tzivui, it's really up to you. You became your mission, your campaign. And what I want you to do is asu kol asher bicholtechem. Do all that's within your power. Asu, do, not theorize. Then you start doing. And what should we do? Kol, everything. And what's the limitation? Asher bicholtechem. As long as it's within your power, within your ability, do it. Do whatever you can do to bring Mashiach. Lahavi bepoilus Mashiach tzadkenu take me mamish. Do whatever you can to bring about Mashiach tzadkenu shall come bepoil and shall come take from yad mamish. Tzipisuli Yeshua biyamecha. What any guidelines about what to do? So there isn't really much guidelines in here. Later, some guidelines came afterwards too. Other than the fact that in yanim shehem ba'oifin the oidus the toyo bekelim the tikkun. Listen, taking off the cap. I'm telling you, do everything you can do. Including things that otherwise would normally be called Eidus D'Toyu. The Chiddush of this Sikh is not, you know, do everything you can and kill the Tikkun. That's not what we're trying to say over here. The Chiddush is, it's in bold, Kol Asher B'Cholchem, do everything you can do. So much so, go up to Eidus D'Toyu. Things that are really, under normal circumstances, would be considered chaotic, they're not, the world is not really Kelifit. Okay, but then you're going to say, I got a license from the Rebbe to do things that are chaotic. Of course, you have to bring down a such kind of kelim which will contain the light and shouldn't bring about shviras hakelim. We have an ability to actually combine oyres to tell you and kelim with kelim the tikkun, which later became the theme of a subsequent sichas, including the famous sich of Dazrim Mitzayre, where the Rebbe explains how Ratzi and Shuv, Chesed and Gvura could be combined through Teferes, Teferes with Matan Torah, so learning Torah can combine Toyu and Tikkun. Quite a few sichas, Arichas Hai can bring Toyu and Tikkun, Oiris Merubin into Kela Merubin, etc. But the message is, go for it all the way. Go for it all the way, but make sure it's in Kela Tikkun. Of course, what happens is you have people that are naturally Toyu Digga people, and they have a license to be Toyu, Chafis Nissen. And they have people that are naturally tikkun digger people, and they have a license to stay in their tikkun, because the Sikha and Chafs Nissen and Aleph says Kelim the tikkun. Perhaps the Rebbe wanted you should have a merge different types of people together. Either that whoever was Toyu should start thinking about bringing it down to tikkun, and whoever is tikkun should try to think to go out of his box. Or alternatively, maybe people can work together. Maybe the Toyu and the tikkuns can make a shidduch. We get the Oiris and Toyu, one guy's Oiris and someone else's Kelim, then things could work out very, very well. But it's in your hands. You do whatever you can do. V'hiratzen. May it be the will of Hashem, shasof kol sof. Ultimately, after all of this, yimatzu asarim Yisrael. We'll be able to find 10 Yidden. At least 10. She is akshu. So when they're ein akshu, they'll be stubborn. Sheheim muchrachim lifu leitzel HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mishkech. That they must achieve something, they must achieve this by the Eibishter. Which is the whole tone of the whole entire sikh. This isn't something which is just, this is something which is real and toot. Adasov, stubbornness. They must be perilous. We know if people are akshanim and they really are stubborn and they really want be samashir, bepeil mamish, they believe that they're muchrachim lifalet sal kadosh baruch hu, they must be peil by the Eibush to bring about Mashiach, then certainly that will be the case. Normally we learn that pasuk to mean that people are stubborn in a negative way. And because Yidum are stubborn, there's an expectation that therefore they need the slicha, therefore they need a forgiveness. They sin in the chet egel. But the medrash learns pshat, and the Rebbe is basing himself on a medrash. Am ksheyerifu is one of the positive qualities of Klal Yisrael. And because they have the positive quality, they're stubborn, they could bring about the Salach Lavinenu. So if Yidna Kshay Oyrif Lamal Yusa are stubborn, they'll be Poyal by the Eivish, they'll be the Salach, which means Lahavi Bepoyal Zagula Mitzvah Shlema, take Miad Mamish. Or the way the Rebbe says in footnote 54, that when the Navi davens for Gula, the Eivish responds with Kimei Tzeis Chemetz Mitzrayim Arem Neflois. So here the Rebbe is saying, I'm giving it to you, and I'm looking forward to have at least 10 Akshanim team members that are stubborn that really mean this. But the Rebbe is sort of in a sense of saying here that I didn't give up completely. To hasten the process more, something that I can do. I'll add one more thing and I'll make everybody a shliach of tzedakah. And we have a klal that tzedakah has been makar of the gula. So I'll do one more thing. I'll give tzedakah, which will make the process go even quicker. I'm just quoting what it says over here. The Rebbe quotes again and says, "V'aniya shaliyo sisi." I'm not sure what the chiddush of this is to what it says before. It doesn't say before the words "aniya shaliyo sisi," but I've done my part. I've done my part. I've given it over to you. I've done everything I can. I've done my part in bringing Mashiach, but more primarily in making sure shekol b'nei Yisrael yarishu v'yitzuku be'emes v'yifulu, people to really mean it, and now I'll do whatever you can. V'hi ratzen. So now we have a problem over here. We can have akshanim, and they're told they could do oiris to tell you. People are totally confused. I mean, there was confusion with the Messias right after the sicha. Confusion reigns. Bilbul hamoiches. What? Where? When? So the Rebbe is already, so in a sense, took himself out of the picture. Is what he's saying here. So he's saying, v'hiratzen sheyimatzi mikem echet shnayim shloisha, my hope will be 1, 2, 3, sheyitaksuetz and malasas v'ketzalasas. People get together and get advice what to do and then how to do it. Because it's now in your hands, so you find amongst you 1, 2, 3 people which will decide what to do, The message is to bring about Bias HaMashiach. But what? It could be so many different things to do. And in the what is Ketzad, how you go about and do it. Okay, whatever, you come with your people, come with Eitz Agers, and decide what to do. Kvar Amru, Darshu, Darshu, Rishumis, that Rebbe wanted 10 Akshanim and 3 Eitz Agers. We got 10 Eitz Agers and maybe 3 Akshanim. But even amongst the Eitz Agers, the Rebbe says, 1, 2, 3, you don't need all 3 to give Eitzes. Void vuikem more, and which is the primary thing that not just will come up with good eitzes. Sheifel will bring it about. Shatia gula mitzvah shleim and peil ma'amish will actually have the gula peil, and will be taken from the ma'amish and finishing in a positive note. Will be mitach simcha v'tuv leivav, and will come in a tenuah of simcha v'tuv leivav in a positive way, mitach simcha. Subsequent to this, I think it's a bit of a context over here. Shabbos Shmini Nu Aleph, someone got up by the Fabreng and told the Rebbe that why doesn't the Rebbe just, it's Mashiach, you're taking this Mashiach thing very seriously, why don't you just do the Tzadik Geyser trick, give a decree that Mashiach should come, and that's it. Bakuj Baruch HaMakayim. The Rebbe got quite upset at that suggestion, and the Rebbe said, besides the fact that he said he doesn't he's not interested in people giving him Naya Havedas, new jobs, you know, he has his job description pretty straightforward, and thank you for telling me what I'm supposed to be doing. It's not about what I'm supposed to be doing, it's about what you're supposed to be doing. But another message, that's an interesting expression that Rebbe used. He said, when it comes to people that give me brachas and they ask me to bring it over to the tzin, to daven for them, so I bring it over to the tzin. And the baal hatzin is memal de bakasha, the Rebbe, Friedrich Rebbe, is memal de bakasha. Tzin ha-neifim from tzadik gezer, tzin ha-andrei from vizeir vil. He fulfills the request, and he could use that technique called, one of the techniques that he could pull out of his sleeve is the Tzadik Geyser line, which you just mentioned as a suggestion. There's other techniques that he can also use, whichever technique he wants to use. But over here, this is not what we're talking about. Here we're talking about what you're meant to be doing. Und das mein, and then they have a translate what it means, so here it doesn't say what to do. Limud ha-teir on kiyam ha-mitzvah v'hidr, in ha-nefem from shmini shmeina shmeina. That Fabreng, the Rebbe spoke a lot about Shmini Shmeina Shmeina that year. It said Shmini 8 times. You have to do mitzvah stuff. Obviously, I've learned to make a mitzvah, but the Kimah has to be done in the way of Shmini Shmeina Shmeina. And it's new of Ligvul Shmeina with juice, like we spoke before, with a kafshel chumten, with a bit of salt, fresh, fatty, juicy, properly. And the Rebbe included an example of something that could be done. He gave an example. Anybody, this is just a survey, market research. Anybody have any idea what's the suggestion the Rebbe gave that could be done in the Sikh of Shmini and Aleph? Yeah? I don't remember that. Okay. I think before the Rebbe mentioned, I don't remember now, the Rebbe mentioned about learning Pirkei Avos. Learning Pirkei Avos, Meshechal Shabbos Hakayis throughout the summer, learning Pirkei Avos. Also as a suggestion, how to bring about Bias HaMashiach. The following week, the Rebbe went with a new direction altogether, and he spoke about the fact that people are asking the question, what's the best method to use? He spoke, there's a range of methods to bring about Mashiach, but it's what we call the Derech HaYishara, HaKala V'Amihira B'Yoyser, it's called Derech HaYishara because the easiest and quickest route, what we call Malchus Sheva Teferes. Malchus Sheva Teferes is Limud HaTorah B'Inyanei Gula Mashiach, B'Inyanei HaGula V'Inyanei Melech HaMashiach. And they're found in all the Svarim, and Chazal, and Chassidus Befrat, and Sichas of Nesidreinu Befrat, particularly in Yonim, Chassidus Bechlach, Chassidus Yonim Gula Mashiach Befrat, and you can find Mavteches, there's indexes that were written, and you can find exactly Geulam, look on the Mem for Mashiach, Gimel for Geulah, and you can learn a lot of Sichas of Gula Mashiach as one of the methods. And Ma'atayv to learn amongst 10 people, Ma'atayv to connect with Tzedakah as well, to have Tzedakah and learning together. When you give Tzedakah, to think about the Ma'am Chazal, Gedoyla, Tzedakah, Shemakarev, Segula, so you're learning and giving Tzedakah simultaneously. And when you're learning by yourself, you don't really have the excitement. You learn yourself, you're learning, you understand better, but to get excitement, to have a, not yeshiva das, not to learn in a calm way, but to get a bit of a spilus and be inspired about Mashiach, is when 10 people learn dafka together, v'chulu v'chulu. And later the Rebbe added many, many more layers. It's interesting that right after the sikh, there was a bachar, there's a shlich in Eretz Yisrael today, who came with his own idea. He printed a mafteach of sikhs where the Rebbe talks about gula Mashiach, right after the chav ches nissen I'm talking about. Nobody thought in that direction at all. Of a step is learning about Mashiach. And now it sounds very, very normal. Rebbe seems to do things to bring Mashiach. So hunger strikes. I don't know. What's up is learning about Mashiach. Anyhow, no, the hunger strike was one of the suggestions. And a minion to Kevod Achol was another suggestion. And whatever, a lot of beautiful suggestions. The Rebbe said people should come up with good ideas. And he didn't give a role to anybody specifically. He didn't say, okay, there's this particular body that's responsible and they're going to coordinate all the activities for Mashiach, and no one should dare do any of his own activities because there's rules, who's the authority, who's in charge. It's up to you, and people, and one, two, three will give eitzes. So people came with all kind of interesting ideas. But there's a bacher that put together a mafteach of sichus of gula Mashiach, which is a very, very small kuntris. It wasn't a thorough job. And interesting, a couple of days later, the Rebbe spoke about learning sichus, and today's day and age is mafteches, mamash, who's mechaven in a certain way to the particular idea. So later, the Rebbe gave more specific, very, very specific guidelines with different ideas how to bring about Mashiach. But in this sichus, was the general thrust was, listen, I did whatever I can, you do whatever you can do. There's a mashmois in the sichus as a certain sense of negative message, probably the wrong word to use, but listen, the spear. I expected something and I didn't get my expectations, and now it's really up to you. At the time, someone Fabreng, I don't know where it was, someone was Fabreng, and he said, no, the real sichas of Besuda Toiva. He said, the Besuda Toiva, the Rebbe is saying, is, listen, I did already my part. I mean, that doesn't sound like that from what we just read. I'm just reading from the text, but this is what someone suggested. I did my part, and now I want to now do it for you. Or to put it differently, the Rebbe said, I'm giving it over. Giving it over means it's in his hands. You can only give over something that you're in charge, right? The tilna was in my hands, and now I'm giving it over. So for my part, I'm finished with my part, I'm giving it over to you, now it's all up to you. But it's really a positive message. So while that sounds a bit radical, and maybe it's one of the Shivan Panim L'Torah, there's strong evidence of such a strong support for such interpretation in quite a few sichas subsequent to Chav Ches Nisan. There's a sich in the beginning of Iyar where the Rebbe talks about the fact that in the end of Chodesh Nisan and the year Aren Neflois, there's a very strong emphasis on Gola. You know, we often find the Rebbe talks about the current date and links it with Mashiach. It's today, so you try to find today's connection to Mashiach. Once it becomes tomorrow, try to find tomorrow's connection. So many times the Rebbe spoke about the fact that there's chassidus every yomtiv. We talk about how that yomtiv is greater than every other yomtiv. When it comes to the next yomtiv, that yomtiv is greater. Because now when we're standing by this yomtiv, there's a particular in which this yomtiv is a shar, and all the other yomtiv have to go through this yomtiv. So we emphasize this milah. So every time we try to find today's connection with Mashiach, in the case from now, the Rebbe spoke about that a yid b'teva tries to find always a connection to Mashiach. And when he sees something, he writes, he says, oh, this is linked with Mashiach. It's parshas miketz. Aha! Miketz means Ketz Ayamim, Ketz Ayamim, Gula. Whatever you tell me, the Haftarah, oh, right, a connection to Mashiach. So Nisan Nun Aleph is okay because it happens to be Nisan Nun Aleph. But Iyar Nun Aleph, the Rebbe spoke about the fact how in the mile of Chodesh Nisan and the mile of Pella, Nif Aren Neflois, Aleph Oisis Pella, and Dafka, the end of Nisan, Chodesh HaGula, in the year of Aren Neflois, is very strongly connected with Gula. So he spoke about that in Iyar, about Nisan, that means it was still something. Something is going on in Nisan of Aren Neflois, which is relevant later. So many times later, the Rebbe said, Ilu Zachinu, quite a few times in that summer, Ilu Zachinu Val Shin Gven de Geula in Chedesh Nisan. There was an anticipation of Nisan, particularly for Nisan and Aleph. But all that tells you that Nisan and Aleph is a very high time, opportune time for Geula, but not so much the message that there was some particular besuda toiv on the Rebbe's part, but there's a sikh that the Rebbe spoke much, much later in Sivan, where the Rebbe says that we're standing in the year Shana Shemelech HaMashiach Ba, and it's Shah Shemelech HaMashiach Ba, and in this year, Befrat Miyaz Chodesh Nisan Chodesh HaGula, Sivan, HaMugadig HaSicha, Sivan, the Rebbe tells us that this year, particularly from the time of Nisan, we're standing in a time when Mashiach is being Mashmiah, Anav Megiz Ma'agulaschem. So Nisan is the message of Egeiz Ma'am. I mean, it was said many times before. Not a Yidei Da'aselian. It's hard to sort of quantify and qualify exactly what exactly is going on during the month of Nisan specifically. But something is going on in the month of Nisan that the Rebbe says that Me'oz Chodesh Nisan was standing in the Tznua of... The Rebbe speaks about the year of Aren Neflois, and he says that we already saw miracles, and we're going to still see more miracles that were Bepoel Uvigoli Leinu Kalam Meshana Zu. And it was Mekuyim, Niskaimu, Gold, Divra Yalkut Shemaini, Shana Shemelech HaMashiach Ba, etc., etc. Umeyaz, Ubefrat Bechodesh Nisan Chodesh HaGeula, Oynim Meshach Shemelech HaMashiach Ba, Hine Zeba, Mashmim Lisrael, Oynim Nav Gizma Golaschem. From then, Befrat Nisan, The Pashas had to do a lot with the Nisim associated with the Gulf War. Looks like there was another Shlav. Kenesh the Metzias in Kodesh Hayam Mehemah, the Rebbe spoke a lot about the Gulf War and Chedesh Nisim. Something that happened then with the UN. I know it's from the Sicha. Someone who knows it from the news could let me know exactly what was going on then, after the war was already over. So then we're already standing, that's new of the time of Gias Mangolaskim. So there is a message over here. Yeah, there's already a Gias Mangolaskim that happened in Nisan. And now, listen, we could have been a deal breaker. We could have brought about Birsa Mashiach. Yet we didn't bring it about. We didn't stood and we just sat around together and David might have. And that's about it. We were not Marishim. We were Tzoyek Ad Masev, not Mipnei Tzivri. So now the message is, at least, I want it to be in your hands. It's in your hands and do whatever you can do. And primarily amongst them is the idea of living the Yonagul Mashiach. And it's not something that the Rebbe is giving up on. He's expecting this of us. And expects this from every individual, from the Klal, and from every individual as a Yachid. By dollars, there was a woman that passed by the Rebbe and told the Rebbe that, you know, since you're a Rebbe, so therefore you can bring Mashiach. So the Rebbe said, if I am a Rebbe, then I've already said that it's up to you and you and you. And the Rebbe pointed to all the people that were waiting there online, individually, pointed with his finger, you and you. In other words, it's you, you, you. It's each one of us as an individual. We're charged with an achrayus. In fact, this was Thursday night. The sichas, the entire sicha of Shabbos is dedicated to the fact, how can every yachid, how can an individual as a yachid bring gula for the klal? Gula is for the entire klal Yisrael. Bring bligvul to the world. And I'm just a mother to mugbul. I have my own limited powers and limited abilities. How can I bring gula to the world? And that's the whole chiddush of the sicha. Fakert, no, the gvul could actually bring about bligvul. Every yid could bring about gula b'poel mamash. So there's an expectation. We're capable of doing it. Unfortunately, so much time has passed. Miyaz. From Chavches Nissen Nun Aleph, we're standing now Chavches Nissen Tavshina and Gimel, but that expectation is still there. And so much has been done since then. The Rebbe always tells us that when it comes to Inyanim of Shlila, negative, they don't accumulate. Positive accumulates, because negative, people do tshuva, first of all. It doesn't pass on to someone else. Everybody's negative is just for themselves. That's nobody else has to, is part of that cheshbon. Then there's tshuva, and then there's new gulgulim, and all these things get fixed up. And negative be'etzim is not something which is nitzchi, is dig. Elokus, Torah, mitzvah is nitzchi. Siyichet zel amayla hu nitzchi lo ilavad. Every mitzvah is any nitzchi. And in mitzvah you can regret from today, the mitzvah stays, the mitzvah be'etzim stays. And the mitzvah has an effect not only on himself, has an effect on the people around him and on the whole world at large. So cumulatively, we have so much mitzvah samayasim tovim, and so much has been added since Chavches Nissen and Aleph. I just want to mention in conclusion, Stam, an interesting thing, that there were two people that gave it, that wrote to the Rebbe subsequent to Chavches Nissen, with Toyu ideas in relation to Brias HaMashiach. And they were primarily focused on what we call today, in the modern lingo, Zehusa Shel Mashiach. Preoccupation with identifying Mashiach. Two people in the span, I think it was 2 or 3 days, and one got an answer, a very, very negative, sharp answer, which was quoted earlier, that whatever you wrote, Em Bezaf Melach HaShel Mayna, whatever you wrote is really no response to anything that I said. Not even one word of what you wrote is a response to what I said. Why am I wasting your time? Alam alay matan and zev yavda Hashem esimcha tov levav Hashem etzlichim, good luck. Serve Hashem and live happily after. You're totally not, you're on the wrong track. And then there was someone else that wrote to the Rebbe also on that same theme. He got very, very positive answers. Nilkech la'atzin, yashakoyach, pul nimsheches, bay safa. And whichever way you want to interpret those answers, to me it's pretty clear when the Rebbe says, ask it alatzin, that means I'll mention you for something positive that you did, presumably. And tei pul nem sheches means you should continue doing what you're doing. And vaysaf means you should do even more. And yashakarech means that it's really appreciated. Chazak ve'ematz. So it's two types of, two people, it seems at first glance, seems like wrote the same exact thing, and yet the answers are mamish, very far apart from each other. So we're not the type of people to start making distinctions. Ergemet metanemis and nishgemet metanemis. And this guy's a bigger tzaddik. This guy's a smaller tzaddik. That's not sort of we're not in that league to start giving out shvachim on people. They're both chassidim shiidim, fine yidin yirei, mishleimim, shemir toyim mitzvahs. Genuine chassidim really mean well. But the question is, in relation to the sicha of Chavches Nissen, what they wrote. One of them wrote that we're demanding that the Rebbe has to be nizgal as Mashiach. And we're coming with full force, with chutzpah. Chutzpah klapim shmai mahana. Chutzpah helps, the Gemara says, in relation to the Eibishter. So we can write to the Rebbe, certainly we can write with chutzpah. We want, and I'm not only myself, I'm representing a petition of 200 people, wanting that the Rebbe should be in his gala. So while some people say, I see these positive answers, these negative answers. He wrote about the Rebbe being his galus is negative. The question is what he wrote. For that, the Rebbe said he never responds to anything that I said. I asked you what you're doing, and what are you telling me what I should be doing? My kesha, what's the shaykh's b'chal to what I'm talking about? I said, Icha gitan al sicha gentan, to get people to really mean it. So now, I'll direct the tzaddik geizer idea. The other person wrote to the Rebbe that being that the Rebbe is demanding b'yisam, whatever it is, I don't know the exact lashon, therefore we're taking upon ourselves, to be makabal upon ourselves, the malchus of the Rebbe as melech ha-mashiach, and be moise nefesh, machshave, dibre ma'isef, everything that the Rebbe says as melech ha-mashiach. Okay, so now you're talking, you're ready to do something. It might not be what I thought, maybe it is, maybe it isn't. Okay, that will leave the people out there who be mefalpel and say if it's yedi kavana, not the kavana. That's not what we're talking about right now. But it's, the Rebbe said, do oiris to tell you, and he said, let people give ideas. There's all kinds of ideas. But there's an idea of what people could be doing. They want to do something for b'yisam ha-sheikh. They want to do something to accept upon themselves and prepare to go full on by mesiris nefesh. In fact, at the time when this pan, or the expression mesiris nefesh, at charum gedreit, there were people that were very, very uncomfortable with the word mesiris nefesh. They felt either it's too high of a demand, no one really means it. Another argument was mesiris nefesh has to be real in the shamas pegufim. A bunch of different arguments. And at that time, the Rebbe spoke a couple of sichas all about mesiris nefesh. And dafkid no efen mesiris nefesh, but dafkid no efen shamas pegufim. And in Brad Bisa Mashiach, no way, Mesiris Nefesh, Shai the Sikh of Tezvavir Nun Aleph, where the Rebbe spoke about Nachshon Ben Aminadov, ready to throw himself in the ocean, away from Mesiris Nefesh, for Kriya Siyam Sabi Yisagulo, spoke the famous Sikh of Tazrim Mitzayr, also a bit about Kloisin Nefesh, not so much about Mesiris Nefesh, Acher Kadosh Nun Aleph, Acher Meish Nei Bnei Aaron, Chibur of Acher and Kadoshim, a whole Arich is Gedoyle about Mesiris Nefesh, Rotzi and Shuv combined two together. So he emphasized this Nekudah, yeah, there's room for such an argument. Al Kalpanim, Mesayim B'toiv, but finish on a very, very positive note. We know that we have, since Nunal, Chavchah since Nunal, the Rebbe said many other Besuris Toivis. He said, not only he gives man gulaschem, he said, Mashiach is already here, but it's Galus. He said, we have, in addition to all the Simonia Gula have already been fulfilled, we already have the Aschol and the Mi'en have already kibbutz Golis, all those things are already on the map. We already have the Shoed Habar, the Lev Yosem was sitting together on the Shulchan, Avim Shem Shemaim, together with Mashiach Tzidkenu, Vedereinu, Sidereinu. That's all there. And now that's all that's expected of us is to open our eyes. The Abishas will open our eyes, whichever way from it is. But we have to take, from tonight is to come out a stronger Achrayas and a stronger Shlichas to be to peace of Yeshua, like we spoke before about Reb Itcha, in a way of Yiddes Hashem, Hiyo Yitzarei. It really, really brings the Nekud across very strong. I don't know if how many people are made some love to this thing of the Gemara. The Gemara says there's a possibility a person should be Kavatit in the Torah, Pilpalta, Bechachma, Yvanta Dov, Meteor Dov, Rasakta, Bepiri, Verivya, Nasas, Nasat, Memunati, Peace of the Yeshua, and not be Yiddes Hashem, Yitzarei. Lacking the Kav Chutn, that the whole entire Peace of the Yeshua could be rotten, could be missing a freshness. And really, generally, it seems like Reb Itcha was really the embodiment of this Nekuda of the Kav Shal Chutn, the Leib Shal Chutn, there should be Yiddes Hashem, Yitzarei. Yiras Hashem Yitzori is in, and the Beschara Kivu Kedai Shigalenim should have these galus. Take me out, Mamish Gula Mitzvah Shlema Bepel Mamish, or take me out, Mamish.
Amen.